Sorry, Gemara, Ella ki yidma betana tuna. If there's a raf in the Mishnah, aidach berachia yidma. It's another member of Rachia. But it's called Rachia bas Raisa. Damar Rachia. Manu li biyadcha. Ba'alai yimer alecha biyadei ala nunzos. Amoidim emiktas. Ve'elach. But here it is. Chayiv. Rachia said you chayiv. My time in Helech Hanami come with the mixers. Time them. Your classic word of mixers. What I care if you said Helech Hanami. Tom and Tunish Nairos of Talz, Hoch, Kim and Tovs and Azad, my Tovs Helech, who became each other of Shishu Tama, Helech Potter. My time I keep them with Helech, Ani Zuzi, since I said, here, take it. The Komoiti Gabay, in the 50 that I was Moiti, commanded Nokulum Malvadom, it's like a Malvad guard already. Being a Hamisha, Malvad Moiti. Look at Lucky, I don't mix us at time. Shishu's Kashma season, we'll see. And just come over here, there are three main shilas, which the Rishonim, Mutschut gefährlich. Shitas on top of shitas on top of shitas. Listen carefully. There are three main shailas. Shaila number one is, what is the case of Helech? Yush machalikas yishayinim. You can open up a shita bukubetas in your spare time. You have plenty of it. The shita over there talks about what types of cases. He paid, he didn't pay, he was about to pay. What's the case of Helech? What's Helech mean? He paid already. He didn't pay yet. He's about to pay. He's planning to pay. The money's here. The money's not here. There's a whole variety of cases. As we go through the sugya, we're going to see many different cases of what's called Helech. Whatever the lumpness of Helech. What is the case of Helech? What happened? He took cash and he gave it. He said, I'm about to pay. We'll see. Shalom number two is, after we get through the technicalities of what is the case of Helech, what did the guy do? What's the p'tor of Helech? Why don't you swear? The guy's a classic Moedin Mixas. Shaila number three, obviously, is what's the machlekes between Rav Chia and Rav Sheshes? And what goes the shaila? Big machlekes over here. Shaila number four, by say, which we'll talk about in the coming days, is what the Tana Tuna is. Halei the Gemara left behind already our Mishnah. Ho balagan. You'll see. What the Tana Tuna is another separate profession. We'll have to see. Maybe we'll start it tomorrow with the Rashi, the Balamara, the Tesis, very complicated raid. Let's start today the Sugya of Helech. What is the case? Why is it Potter? What do they argue about? It's like this. I'm definitely going to start off the proceedings from the Ktzais. The Ktzais that I printed out today, even if you didn't see it yet, it's on the Marmok machine, not the one that I gave now, but on the one I gave this morning. The Ktzais is Simon Pei Zayin Sif Kohen Hei. You don't have to see it inside now, because I want to say it over quickly. The Ktzais is Simon Pei Zayin Sif Kohen Hei. It says two things. He says three things. The Ktzais is Simon Pei Zayin Sif Kohen Hei really addresses all three questions that I asked. What is the case of Helech? Why is it Potter? And what do they argue about? The Ktzais says a strange thing. Who am I to say that it's strange? Strange means that it's hard to understand what he says. The Ktzais says that the reason why Helech is Potter is because the din of Maidim and Mikvas, learned out of the Pasuk of Kiyuzer, were already Shtekot Tamidei Chachom, so we know that Rashi and in Kedushin Da Samach Erebeis learned out the din of Haidos Baal Nikumei from there. So the Ktzais is something very strange. Again, when I say it's strange, I'm not going to give marks to the Ktzais. I'm saying it's strange in our eyes. The Ktzais says that in order to be chayav b'shuas moedim miktas, you have to have what's called a haidah, quote-unquote. I use the word quote-unquote. You have to have a thing called a haidah. And then the Ktzais says another shtickle. Zok the Ktzais that the criteria of a haidah means something that Beis Din needs your haidah in order to go collect the money. What about a case where your haidah has no value, your haidah has no meaning, and the ikr, your haidah is totally not necessary. I don't need your haidah anymore because the money's already here. So then it doesn't have a shem haidah. In other words, a haidah is haidah that because of the haidah, they're going to be able to collect from you. Azach, that because of the haidah, I'm not going to be able to collect from you. Excuse me, azach, I don't need your haidah to collect from you because you're already paid. That's not called a haidah. The halachic legal term of a haidah is a haidah that causes you, that allows us to collect from you. If the haidah is not necessary for me to collect from you anymore, it's not called the haidah. Now, the reason why it's strange is that, you know, think about it just for a second. What does that mean? It's not called the haidah. The guy was maida. Who told you that those are the rules of haidah? Where did the Ktzais take such a thing from? So the Ktzais says, by the way, where he took it from. That since the Rashi learns out from here, the din of haidah is called inkamayda dummy. So the criteria of haidah is something which Beis Din could believe you to collect from. The Ktzais is saying a weird zach. since we learn out the din of hadas b'adi kamei adidami from the din of moedim hikdas. So that means that the hadah that you made is a zahidah that Bezdin's going to rely on to collect mitzad din of hadas b'adi kamei adidami. Only a zahidah which Bezdin needs to collect the money from you is called a legal hadah. Mail over here, we paid the money already. I don't need your hadah anymore because the din tayra is over. You're out over here, you paid the money, so the din tayra is over on that 500. Well, the din tayra is over on that 500, so it's not called hadah. It loses its legal term as a hadah. By the way, the Ktay speaks out because of this, that avad and avad, it has to be talking about a case where you paid already. We paid. Moshel and Rashi that we're going to talk about soon, Rashi says clearly you didn't pay yet. Rashi says the money is here, but I didn't give it to you yet, okay? So Moshel, in the case of Rashi, where Rashi says, Chomakum Shehem, wherever the money is, go take it. We'll talk about the Rashi soon. But Rashi says, wherever the money is, Lamaisa, I need to come on to your Haidah. I don't want to give it to you at the end of the day. I could say, I don't owe you money. You need to come on to my Haidah to collect it. So the case of Rashi, where you didn't pay it, doesn't stem with the Ktais, okay? It doesn't stem with the Ktais at all. According to the Ktais, who says this interesting Chiddush, that in order to be chayav shuas moed miktsas, you have to have haidah. I want to say it in two parts. This part that I understand the ktsais and part that I don't understand. The part that I understand the ktsais is that the ktsais shtals a vekri yisoid, that in order to have a shuas moed miktsas, you have to have a thing called a haidah. How do I know that, by the way? Because Rashi learns out that the nevadals bani kamei dami from the shuas moed miktsas. So that part I understand, okay? That part I understand. The part that the ktsais says that in order to have a shuas moed miktsas, you need a haidah, that's true. Rashi says the whole marker of haidah is from the parish of haidah mikzos, that since you are maida 500. What I don't understand is the extra mile that he went, and he said that since, I want to point out, you'll see the ktsais inside afterwards, if you didn't see it yet, there's no raya to the second chiddush of the ktsais. What the ktsais brings from the Rashi and from the pasuk is that haidah b'al dikamei needs a haidah. How do I know that haidah b'al dikamei needs a haidah? Because Rashi learns out the makar of haidah b'al dikamei didami from the parsha by the mikzas. Obviously, you need a haidah, otherwise you wouldn't have by the mikzas. The second chiddush that the ktsais says, that's not mefarsh in the pasuk. Then in order to be called a Shem Haidah, it has to be a Haidah that I still need to come on to believe you. In a scenario where you said something, but your Haidah is irrelevant, because I don't need to come on to the Haidah to collect the money from you because you paid already. In such a case, it's not called Haidah. I don't understand. It's Chiddush number two, the Ktais is the Egg and a Chiddush. That's his understanding in Rav Sheshes, why you're Potter. Again, when it just says Rav Sheshes, not Rav Chia. Rav Sheshes is the one who said you're Potter. So the Ktais said a two-step vart. A, every shuas by mikdos requires what we call a legal tender haidah. That's true. Rashi says haidah b'al dikamei adami. And then he says another part, that a haidah, which I don't need anymore to rely on to collect the money because the money was already paid, that's not called a sham haidah. And that's what I meant when I said a little bit of a mechudish de gazach. Who told you such a thing? Why does that define what haidah is? Mehecha case that if you don't have it, you're not chayiv. That's what the ktsais says. That's what the ktsais says. If he's the ktsais, so what does Rav Chiya argue? He doesn't hold such a chiddush. There's after the Veltz Chiddush that in order to be called Haidah, it has to be a Zazach. That you don't need the Haidah anymore. The Ktsai doesn't hold it. Ruchi says, Yechayah, like every Haidah makes us like he says. So the Ktsai really addresses all three questions that I asked. The Ktsai addresses what is the case of Halech, where you paid already. He explains what is the Lamdas, why you potter, according to Rav Sheshes, because I don't need your Haidah anymore with this whole newfangled vart that you need a chalais of haidah, and a haidah has a set of rules what's called a haidah. Haidah is something that I need to rely on, otherwise it doesn't have a shem haidah. And third of all, the ktsais, a few ktsais, the machlekes is about the sisoid itself. The sisoid is a very b'chodesh liki yisoid, and the machlekes revolves around this topic whether or not that's the criteria for a haidah. Okay? Rashi, like I said, can't hold of this. Rashi holds that we're not talking about a case where you paid. Rashi was not about a case where you paid. You didn't pay yet. Rashi says, we'll see in a minute what Rashi means. There's a whole discussion what Rashi means. But Rashi Akapotu says that the money that I borrowed here, go take it. But I didn't give it yet. And you still have to go take it. You still need my haidah. I said, if it wouldn't be a dirab adults, you can pay it. Don't be second, stop it. Because I don't want to give it to you. So Rashi doesn't hold like the ktsais, that's for sure. We'll start from there. So what do we have over here? We have a Miri and we have a Taisa Zarosh. We'll start with the Miri. Okay? The Losh of the Miri over here is the Kribis. That's the reform one.
That's why I thought it.
Thank you for your open-minded nature. Also, Amiri is like this. Miri said a very sharp lashon here. Talk to Miri. Modeli biyachon alem elcha biyale alchamishim vayisach chamishim biyale elach. Pater hu bishvua moed mikzus. Why? Shrei oisim chamishim harein kamishim bod liyad hamalva. It's like they came to the malva. Ve'ena mechala taina. First of all, he says it's like you got to the malva. He doesn't say that you paid it already. It's like you got to the malva. It's like you got to the malva. You got to the malva already. He doesn't say that. By the way, I'm trying to say something in brackets here. That there's a huge machlokes rishonim. Did you mamish pay? The Rambam, for example, brings the case of Helik where you paid the money already, okay? Other rishonim place came, yeah, you did pay. He says, Shaisu Chabisham Harain, Kamisha Bolia the Malva. We'll see in a minute what that means. Does it mean that I didn't pay yet? Hold on. Ve'ena b'chala taina. It's not called, there's an entire b'chala net. Ve'nimtsu, she'ena taina ela b'chamishim shekofa. Ve'nimtsu shekofa b'chala taina. This Miri is unbelievable. What does Miri say? I want to say over the Miri in Tunis Horas, if you don't mind. Listen carefully. The baseline reading of the Miri is like this. I'm going to say it over in two ways, okay? I come to you and I say, you owe me $1,000. You say, 500, yeah? What do I want? I say to you, you owe me $100. You say, Chamishim, yes, and here it is. So the Pashat, the way of understanding the Miri is, Miri says that there's no timing. What does that mean? So let's go slowly. I want to build it up slowly. The Pashat Pshat is that there's no dinta around this 50. There's no dinta around this 50. I paid it. We're done. Dinta is over. So if simultaneously you came with a taina of 100, and simultaneously I said, here, take 50. On that 50, there's no dinta, there's no dinta to run between us. We're not having a dinta in the taina. I paid, that's not the matter again. So what is the dinta between us? The dinta between us is 50. That's the dinta between us. And the dinta between us is 50. Now on the 50, I was like, okay, call. That's all. There's no taina. So I want to speak out in English. What does it mean? What do you mean there's no taina? What do you mean to say? There's no dintar on 50. I ended it. I took care of it. I settled it. I ended the dintar. So when he says there's no taina here, it means there's no dintar on that 50. The dintar between us is on the other 50. The other 50, I settled on the spot. I said, here, take it, vakasha. So the dintar is over on that part. It's not in a state of taina. But every time, what I'm saying is that the choira, I'm starting with slowly. The Pashat understanding when he says there's no taina, it means there's no dintar. Taina is a code word. Is there a dintar about this? Is there a case about this 50? No, I ended the case. I paid it. Good. They landed. Goodbye. Finished. There's no dintar about it. So if about there's no dintar about it. So the entire dintar is about 50, and 50, you're careful about call, says the Miri, you're careful about call. This is not this Bahal no Shachazir. It says it's a completely different shot in the Gemara. And the Miri tells us that, by the way, that's the baseline shot in the Sugya. We're not going to go, there's many riots against the Ksais. As we go through the Sugya, I'm going to bring the riots against the Ksais' shot, because the Ksais, by the way, Miroiv got Musoi set up shot in the Sugya. He said an interesting shot, a Mechubis Tikkim shot. But the Miri says a different shot. Miri says, it's not called you have a tine on it. You don't have a tine on it. There's no tine here. Well, that is no tine. I wonder what that means. What that means is that Vivald on the spot I settled the dintara. Vivald on the spot I settled the dintara. I elated the dintara. I ended the dintara. The dintara is over. So there's no tine. So there's no din in Torm about the 50. So Maisa, your tfiya to me is 50. And on the 50, I'll scrape my call. You said another 50. Said to me, that's not the dintara anymore. That's over. So there's no dintara anymore, 50 anymore. That's not called by the mixas because the dintara on us, I ended the dintara before it started. One second. I'm taking over Miri. I'm reading the Miri. I want to show you a Dover Nifla, the cover at the beginning of the Sugya. Open up the sheets I brought you. I want to learn up with you, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Shua's the Flama Testament base. That I have for this sugi, I wanted to share this Rabbi Kiva Eger with you. Yeah? I love every sugi, but this will give me a profound. You want to know why? Because when I was a bacher, I killed myself on this sugi. Yeah? And Rabbi Kiva Eger also. Listen carefully. Look inside Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger is a moritic Rabbi Kiva Eger. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, in my eyes, takes the Mi'iwi even a step further. Listen to Rabbi Kiva Eger's case, the moritic Maisa. Kivegi says stories like this. You all know the din is that by Shulas Moedim and Mikzas, the tviya has to be shtei kesef. You have to take two silver coins, which is a substantial amount. The more learns it out of a plastic, by the way. Okay. Again, I repeat. By Shulas Moedim and Mikzas, if I go to you and say you owe me two prutas, and you say one pruta, you're not having Shulas Moedim and Mikzas. You have to come with a tine of shtei kesef, two silver coins. And you have to be Moedim and a pruta. Less than a pruta is not called money. That's the aleph base of Shulchan Aruch. I come to you and I say, you owe me two kesefs, two silver coins, and you're maida, at least in a pruta. Then you have my mixes. Listen to the story. I came to a guy, he said, you owe me two mal. Two mal. On one pruta, he was maida. On the other pruta, he said, hey, look, this is not like our Gemara. In our Gemara, on the 50 that I was maida, I said, hey, look, on. Okay, so b'kivegir is, I come to you and I demand from you two mal, and you're maida pruta. So that's classic maida mixas, right? I demanded you two mal, and you were maida on a pruta. But you were also maida on another pruta, and the other pruta you were maida, you said, hey, look. So I go to a guy and I say, b'kivegir, I go to a guy and I say, owe me 100 bucks. Two more. I'm going to tell you exactly two silver coins. That's the bare minimum. He was made a pruta. Now, so far, that's classic way to mix us, correct? But he was made in another pruta, and another pruta, he said, hey, look. He said, Bikivegi, you don't swear. Why? Because on the other pruta that you said, hey, look, on, you ended it in Torah. And about you ended it in Torah, my tvi is not on two kesef anymore. It's two kesef minus a pruta. I repeat. Price, you can get it? What? Yeah. You're worth repeating for. Yeah? That was price. The one from Chaim Berlin. Yeah? He was from Chaim Berlin. Now he's from here. I'm saying I'm worried a good case. Yeah, let's say the bare minimum is two kesefs. I go to the guy and say, you owe me two kesefs. If the guy would have been moida pruta, that's classic moida mixer. That's the case of the pasuk. I say, you owe me two silver coins. He's moida in a pruta, he swears. This guy, besides the pruta that he was moida, he said, and there's another pruta that I owe you, but here it is. He paid it. Hey, look. Says a Bikivegi, you don't swear. Why don't you swear? Because you don't have a tvi of two kesef anymore. Why don't you have a tvi of two kesef? Because the pruta that you said, hey, look, is deducted from the taina. On that pruta, there's no dintara. So how much is the dintara between us now? Two more kesef, minus what? Minus a pruta. You don't have a tvi of kesef. Yemaisek. Okay. Can we learn the Rikki Vegan inside together? Everybody say, if I'm ready with my trechet to print it, look inside. Shmuel, I printed on my own notes, I have it. Yeah. Shmuel, Omar, Hatayim, and Kesef. Yesh di mokum sofik. Let's see, you're not learning Rikki Vegan inside. Geshmak, look inside. So Rikki Vegan, Shuas, the Flamatess, and the days. Yesh di mokum sofik. Da Hatayna, Shtei Kesef, Hainu, Hatayna, Veloya, Kfira, Dafka. Therefore, in Tonu, Shtei Kesef, Ohoide, Vepruta, ובמקצת טון הלך, אמין הלך פה, תקווה כמה זה מציע. ועל כן, במדה אומר הלך, לא מחש ולא ידע עתינה. ימייסה? That you said הלך on, is בכלל not called part of the tine anymore. אם כן, אין לו מחשב אלה שתי כסף, so you don't have a tine of two כסף anymore. במדה אומר הלך, אבל כן עושה לקודם התפיר. Because that I said הלך is like I gave you before the תפיר. זה לא שם רכיב אגר? Koydim hatfiyah. Azar Rikiveger, no, it wasn't worth spitting out Azar Rikiveger. Says a Rikiveger, have a nafkamino, a new nafkamino of Helech Potter. The nafkamino of Helech Potter will be in a case where I went to the guy and it was the very Mshtei Kesef. He was made in one pruta, classic made in mixer, but then on another pruta he said, hey, look, says Rikiveger, you don't swear. Because you don't have a taina anymore on. To kesef, because halach means that it's as if there never was a tefiah. Have you can nasan like koydem hatfiah? Now, why does Rabbi Kivega say nasan like koydem hatfiah? It always intrigues me all the years. Nasan like koydem hatfiah? Koydem hatfiah? First of all, what's called koydem hatfiah, by the way? I paid you now. We'll take the classic case of halach. I took out money, I paid you, okay? Classic case. We'll talk soon whether that's the classic case or not, but let's take on that's the classic case, right? Like the say says. I paid you. Why is it called Kaidim HaTfiyah? There was no Tfiyah on the Bechal? But I want to know something else. I don't even know why. But I want to know, why did Rabbi Kivega have a need that it's called Kaidim HaTfiyah? I'll tell you why. Because if Rabbi Kivega is coming along and saying that it's not called you a Tveya Tu Kesef, it has to be that the Helech Tu Zayt that before the Tfiyah, it's not called the Tfiyah. Otherwise, I was Tveya Tu Kesef for you. That I paid you now is a new development. That's not called, I came with the Tfiyah of Tu Kesef, because now you Eledik, now you ended the Dintayra, now you finished the Dintayra off. That's called, there's no Dintayra, that's called, there's no Tfiyah on it. I want to point out two different things. I can hear a lower level understanding of the Me'iri, which says that it's not called your Maidim and Mixas because simultaneously with the Haidah you paid it off, you ended the Taina, so there's no Dintar on the other 50. I ended the Dintar before it started. When I say the word before it's thought, it means now. I entered it on the spot. I want the Ilum to think about this. There's a lot of room in this sugya for the Ilum to think about themselves here. If you want to think. What exactly is the pshat in the Iri? Let's say I pay you now. So I ended the din Torah now? I ended the din Torah. Okay, so it's not called a hidob in Mikzas. 50, we took care of it. There's no din Torah anymore. That mere means taina. There's no taina anymore. I said, there's no din Torah between us. We don't have a din Torah between us anymore. I ended that. I took care of that. The din Torah is 50. And 50, you're careful about call. You only call the maizim in Mikzas if there's a din Torah on 100. There's no din Torah on 100. I ended the din Torah. So you're kind of a call on what's relevant from that. It means if you bowed, you said Halach, and you ended the din Torah. You said Halach, and you ended the din Torah, correct? So if you ended the din Torah, so your Haidah is not a Haidah out of 100, because out of the other 50, you ended the din Torah. Haidah is a kind of a call. The Kfir is a kind of a call. Rukivegi says even more extreme. Rukivegi is going with the same gang. Rukivegi says that because I said Halach, because I did Halach, better said, so it's not even called I came with a tefillah of two kinds. It's not even called I came with a tefillah. For the Havana of the Miri, I didn't have to say this extremism that it's not called to begin with you came with a tefillah of two kinds. I could hear that you're called a kofar b'kol now. You're not called a moedah now because the moedah now you entered the din Torah. So right now the din Torah between us is not about 100. The din Torah between us is about 50, okay? If I were to ask you, is that called I wasn't teveh 100 to begin with? To begin with, it's not called was a tefillah kesef. It has to be yetzik zeres akosuf. That have to be teveya to kesef. Rukhi Vega says, yeah, that's not called you a teveya to kesef because the din Torah ended on the spot. But Rukhi Vega says, why? Kenosam like koydim atfiyah. It's like the thing never started b'chal. It never started with a tefillah on that about. You hear lashon of Rukhi Vega koydim atfiyah. You hear my son Nora koydim atfiyah. Why does Rukhi Vega say that? Because Rukhi Vega is coming to explain why it's not called I demanded from you to sometime. So again, I say in the Meiri, I don't know if I would have learned the Meiri and said this huge expansion of Rabbi Kiva Eger that to begin with I never made a tefillah on two kesef. It could be I made a tefillah on two kesef, but since simultaneously with my haidah I ended the din Torah on 50%, that's not called haidah, that's called kofar b'kol. Don't stand Rabbi Kiva Eger more than that. It's not called you today to begin with because it's kredim. I know Rabbi Kiva Eger says a lashon of kredim. Rabbi Kiva Eger says a lashon of kredim because if it's not kredim, then I far have a tefillah of two kesef. It could be it's true that I ended the din Torah from now on. That's not called I demanded from you two kesef. It's not called I came to you and asked you for two kesef because you said haylach. That's not called I came to you, you omoyed the pruta. Swear. Omoyed the mikzvah. No. But I said another pruta of Halach, and that pruta of Halach I deduct from the taina of two kesef. It's not called I made a taina on two kesef. That's how far the Meiri went. I didn't learn the Meiri like that. I didn't learn it. When I learned the Meiri was that since your haidah was done in the oifen of Halach, so you ended it in Torah, so you're called the kofar b'kol. That means a kfira together with a Halach is not called a kfira, but mikzvah is called the kofar b'kol. I repeat. The understanding that I had in the Meiri was that when you're kofar together with a halach, you're not called a kofar b'mikzas, you're called a kofar b'kol, because together with the kfira, you ended the din Torah, so the din Torah is over mikanal lahavah. Rabbi Kivek is not saying it's mikanal lahavah. He can't say it, because he wants to say that's not called, it was a tefillah, there was no din Torah on two to begin with. That's why he says kodem. I'll talk about the kodem in a few minutes. But that's Rabbi Kivek's enormous expansion of the Meiri. That means, in the Meiri I could have learned, you're not called, in the Meiri I could have learned, that you're called a kofar b'kol because of the way you said the kfira. Don't understand why I'm saying it? In the Meiri, I could have said, you're called a kofar b'kol because when you're kofar b'kol in a za'oifen, that's called kofar b'kol. That's not called meida. Because you ended it in Torah. When you're kofar, it's such oifen. But I don't know if I would go ahead and say Rukhi Vegas Kiddush that it's not called to begin with, I was never to veil you to. Rukhi Vegas says, no, it's already called nasal le koidem atfiyah. Shocking Rukhi Vegas. One second. I printed out for you, by the way, on the same sheet, a little bit of a lashon from the Nesivis. Nesivis says the same lashon. Nesivis says, the mashin leisol habi ki'ilu le tovoy boy klal. I raise a kofar hakol. Le tovoy boy klal. I was never teveh you b'chal. By the way, I want to point out to you that the lashon of the Meiri was that you don't have a taina. That wasn't that his lashon? He says you don't have a tevi, you don't have a taina, if I'm not mistaken, correct? What's the lashon of the Meiri there? Ain't Michal Taina. Ain't Taina. I'm a Taina. The lashon of the receivers is very extreme. Ain't Tevei Klal. I wasn't ever Tevei you. Mashal in the Meiri, I don't know if I would say Ain't Tevei like Klal. The Meiri, I would say the way I said earlier. The din Torah ended now. So now there's no Taina anymore. Now, from now on. So since the Hidol was a Vekishtalt, the Kfira that you want me to make me swear on was a Vekishtalt in a Tzura that I got rid of the Taina. You heard what I just said? I would have learned Pshat Nemiri is if I wanted to take a lower approach to Nemiri is that since my kfir on the other 50 was still the vek in a way that I got rid of the taina on the other half, that's not called that's called kaver bakol. The lashon of this, this is eno tevei avoy klal. It's not called that was tevei you anything. That rings more the lashon of Rabbi Akiva Eiger that it's kiilu before the tevei. It's not called anything. Akaponim yesh lain what the nesiv has meant. How extreme did he mean it? I'm very very troubled by the lashon of the Tosef Rosh over here. In other years I understood it better. How did I even learn the Rosh? Other Abba, I would love to hear from the Eilam tonight, not now. How do you learn the Rosh? How do you read the Rosh? Look at the Lashon of the Rosh inside Tosef Rosh. Tosef Rosh is one of the few Rishonim, by the way, who addresses what the issue of Halach is. What's his Lashon? He says a very vague Lashon, which I'm not sure how to be Machriya. I don't want to hear what the Eilam says. The Lashon of Tosef Rosh is like this. The Svarim de Hani Chamshin, right? Correct? His Lashon is... Afakav to Letzon in Okiva Shumunochem be'en keman de nokal u'koidem shahoida u'kemisha lahoida shum dal v'dami. Again, repeat. Kiva Shemanochim Ben, command the knuckle who chaydim shahayda, it's like you have it before you are maida. Who commissioned a chaydim shahayda, you're not being maida anything, because even before you start anything, I'm ready to give it. He meant like fixes. What do these words mean? Kiva Shemanochim Ben, since they're sitting here, the money, like Rashi, command the knuckle who chaydim shahayda, it's like you got it before you are maida. Who got it? The Malva. The commissioned a chaydim shahayda, really, you're not being maida anything. So he doesn't say the Lashon of the Miri that there's no taina, there's no tvia, like the Rav Akiva Eiger and the thing. He says there's no hido over here because he already got it already. So your hido is not a hido. He meant like the ksais. I don't need your hido. I didn't learn this morning. He doesn't mean like the ksais. He would have meant like the ksais. He doesn't have to command that you have it before. He would have said I paid now. Going to the ksais is not because it's like I had it before under Nakalu Kaidim Shahida. Look at these words in Taizer Rosh. He would have said like the ksais. You paid now. I don't need your hido anymore. He says no, because since you already had it before I gave it, it's not called the Haidah, because it's already by you. What does that mean? What do you mean? What does he mean, by the way? What does he mean? Therefore, it's not called the Haidah. Therefore, it's not called the Haidah, because you already got it. What do you mean? He doesn't mean like the choice, by the way, because I paid it, so you don't need me anymore. By the way, he's talking about that it's already called before you got it. One second. It's already before you got it. Now, before you got it, you don't have the choice, by the way. First of all, he doesn't say the choice, and it can't be like the choice. Because he says it's not called Haidah, because you already got it before you even offered Halach. Now, that's not because of the choice, because you didn't give it yet. It's beforehand. So it's not because of the choice that I don't need your Haidah. You still need the Haidah if it's Kaidim. So what did he mean? That since the money's around, and it's available to take, so it's not called a Haidah. Why not? Because my Haidah doesn't have any value. Why not? What does it mean? What does it mean? Does he mean to say like the Meiri? That since the Maisa, I'm going to end the Taina. The Taina is already ended, therefore it's not called a Haidah because there's no Taina? What did he mean? He didn't mean the Ksais Balbatish because, what the, I don't mean the Ksais Balbatish, but he's the Ksais is saying that I don't need your Haidah anymore. He clearly doesn't say that because he's talking about Kaidah even before I give it. So what do you mean, Alamda Shavarat? That since it's atatat ready to go, which we'll talk about soon in Rashi, so it's ready like the Malva got it beforehand, and therefore what? There's no Hidah. Why is there no Hidah? Because there's no Tvia? That's what he meant? He meant to say because there's no Tvia. That's right. He doesn't say that though. He says it's not called a Hidah. That means Vivald. You have it already. It doesn't have a Shem Hidah. So the question is, what does he mean? Does he mean like the Miri that since you have it already, therefore there's no Tvia, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger? And therefore there's no Hidah? Is that what he means? You mean to say that since you have it already, so there's no din Torah on that. So therefore, it's not called Haidah, because I already have it already. So there's no din Torah on that already, because the guy already has it. Hagam, that I didn't give it yet, by the way. Hagam, that I didn't give it yet, by the way. I didn't give it yet. We'll see in a minute, okay? The Tzoyis Rosh needs work, okay? The Tzoyis Rosh needs work. Akapana, we have the Tzoyis, and we have the Meiri, and we have Rabbi Akiva Eiger's expansion with the Nesivos. We're going to start now with Shitas Rashi. Zak Rashi. The Halach. The halach, lo yitzesim, I didn't spend the money yet. V'hein shechol v'kol mokom shein. Rashi says the case of halach was that I borrowed money from you, See in a minute. I borrowed money from you, and I didn't spend the money yet. And wherever they are, you can take it. Vakasha, go take it. So the minute you come with the tefillah, I say, yeah, take it. Vakasha, take it. Now, first of all, there's a few problems over here. Technically, Rashi was talking about a milva, or he's talking about a pikkudon. If you look at the goyin over here in Eis Aleph on the right side, it's a goyin in Shulchan Aruch. The goyin brings down a ran in Shavuos. Yet the ran says that milva is loitzonin, what the Ritva asks over here. Milva is loitzonin. So the money, when I lend you money, it's not yours. What's that? It's not yours. It's not the malvas, it's the levas. Since the levas has a right to spend it, milva loitzonin, it means that the levas has a right to spend this. Even if the dollars are around, for example, I borrowed $500 for you. And I have the $500, I have the Ben Franklin's in my drawer, okay? Says Rashi, Bakasha, take it, it's yours. Take it. Wherever it is. Shavoy. So, the Ritva over here, I guess you see this warning, the Ritva Chadoshis, and the coin over here in Ois Alot, that goes across, they bring that out of the Goyen Shulchan Aruch. Chas HaShalom, Mo'ol HaZonin, it's not yours. It means if the Mile of Helech is, if the Mile of Helech requires the B'chol Mokum Shehen, wherever it is, right? Wherever it is, it's yours. So that's only by Pikadim, says the going over here. By Pikadim, in the Ritva. By Pikadim, wherever it is, it's yours. Because I'm not allowed to take it, I'm not allowed to spend it, I'm not allowed to use it, I'm not allowed to eat it. So wherever the Pikadim is, Vakasha, take it. We'll talk about what the advantage is. Mashenkein, what? Mashenkein, in the case of Milva, it's not yours at all. So if in order to get Halach off the ground, I'm talking about Mitzvah topic number one, what is Halach? If in order to get Halach off the ground, I need to have that it's called yours already from before, Mikadma Dino, it's already yours already, Shafahim, that's only true by Pikadim. I want it's not true. Stay in this Rashi, now Rashi Pashtas, so there are those who want to learn that Rashi means only Pikadim, Rashi Namashon, Rashi is Lohitzesim. What's Hitzesim mean? I didn't spend it. What's spending? What do you spend? You spend money. So Rashi's Pasha talking about a Milva. I'm Milva Let's On, you know. There's a first day in this Rashi, Big Kiddush. If you look at the sheets that I just brought you now, I printed out a Rambam. The Rambam is a Perchavav, Hilchus Malva Leve. The Rambam is a Perchavav, Hilchus Malva Leve, Halacha Yisbeis. The Rambam says, it's a different topic completely, but the Rambam says over there, Big Yedia, which could be this is Bishan Rashi, and we're going to leave that topic for now. The Rambam says, Aisha Shalavsa Bishtar, over Bishtar, Lady owes money, Bekitzer, Lady owes money. So, if it's a mobile pass, she doesn't pay until she gets divorced, until she gets widowed, because the Baal is just a keach, and she doesn't have right to pay up from an achasim, because the Baal has right to an achasim. So, Dr. Rambam, Vimhoyu, Oysan Mois Halva, Atzman Kayom, and Yachzir, and Solom Alva. A lady is not going to pay up loans if it's a mobile pay, if it's a shtar, that's a sheep, obviously. But, mobile pay not. Says the Rambam, Vimhoyu, Oysan Mois Halva, Atzman Kayom, if the money itself, the dollar bills, are around, Yachzira is on the Malva, then the lady has to give back to the Malva. Why? The lady's not having to pay up things. Because everything she has is her husband has, Dixie Malur has rights in it. There it is, these $5 bills belong to the guy. In fact, everybody, I know what it's on. Stay in this Ramah of Big Kiddush, I want to do this from Basha. Bilbo Latzon means that you're allowed to spend the money, but it's not yours until you spend. It means you have the right to spend the money. When you borrow money, you have the right to spend it. But calls mind you don't spend it, the $500 bills belongs to the Malva. That's what the Ram says before, by the way. The Ram says the lady's not chayav to pay up debt. So why should she have to give when the $500 are around? Because it belongs to the Malva. And therefore, even though if it would belong to the lady, then she's not chayav to pay, because any nechasim that the lady has, the Baal has reshus over it. But these $500 bills, they belong to the Malva. I Milva Leitzon, and the lady apparently allowed to spend. The answer is you're allowed to spend it. But that's when you spend it, you have a right to spend it. But calls mind you don't spend it, it belongs to the Malva. And that's what Chayra will say, the Pashim Shana Rashi over here, that the money, the dollar bills belong to the what he called, even though it's on Inu, but Shacha, the Chomakum Shayim, take it. That's what Chayra, the Pashim Shana Rashi. Now we'll start. Now I want to talk. And I want to open up the Elam's minds to think about all the things that are on my mind. Rashi says the case of Halach. Rashi is the case of Halach, is a case where I borrowed money from you, and the $500 are around, and I said, go take it. Very extreme Rashi. Broke out of Machlekes between the Halach of Pnei Yeshua and the Halach of Gosa Shri B'Shem Yelzavah. Why did Rashi say that this is the case of Halach? The Pnei Yeshua had one approach to it. Our Gosa Shri that I asked you to see this morning on the Rosh and Simine had a different approach. I believe that it's not totally directly in the Hakira that I said, but it's totally. I'll explain. Penny Shua says, why did Rashi pick this case? Why did Rashi pick such a weird case? It's Marvitik Mamatik Rashi. According to, I want to take a step back before I say that Penny Shua and Agros Ashri, this is the only case of Eloch? This is where they argued? Weird Machlekes. The Machlekes of Chia Rav Sheshes was only in a case where what? Where the $500 bills are around, lay it, say, seem. Shafar, the ain't Shafar, become a Kushim. That's the only case where they argued. Says the Penny Shua Mamatik Azach. So Dr. Pnei Yeshua Avada, if I come to the guy and I say, you owe me $100, and he says 50, and he pays out, takes money out of his pocket and gives it. Avada, there's no machlekes there. There's no machlekes. You paid it up. I'm going to use the lashon of the Meiri. You ended it in Torah. The story's over again. I repeat. If I go with the baseline shot of the Meiri, which is that the Maisa simultaneously Bevasachas, you ended it in Torah. You admitted, but you also ended it in Torah, the other 50. So there's no Torah in the other 50. That's called the Kerfer Bakol, okay? Well, it's not very blunt, but that's called the Kerfer Bakol. Kerfer Bakol is part of it. Because together with the Kfir, you finished it. You salak it. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that's not the Machlekes of Sheshen Rav Chia. Rav Sheshen Rav Chia agreed to a thing called Helach. Rav Sheshen Rav Chia agreed to the Miri. I'm going to use the Miri as a baseline for today, okay? Because it's the only clear baseline that we have. I'd rather you say I owe you $100, you take 50, you pay cash, you give the guy on the spot, take it while you're saying, yes, I owe 50, and halach, here it is. So you ended it in Torah. That's not called a Medir Mikta, that's called a Kafa Bakol. And that is the Machlekes of Chia Sheshes. Nobody argues on the Miri. Nobody disagrees with the Etzem concept that if you ended the Torah on the spot, there's no Ktain on it. There's no Dintor, there's no Dintor between us. Where do they argue? In a case where I didn't pay you yet, but the money is here, and I say, take your money. That's very interesting. I want to teach Leila how to understand this Rashi. We'll be in a third case. I didn't pay you. I didn't say take your money. I said, this $500 in the drawer there, that's not yours, take it. We'll be there. I have three cases. One is I took cash out of the pocket, I paid you, says the penny, sure, there's no prayer, there's no machlekes there. The ball game's over. You ended it in Torah. You finished off it in Torah. You, and therefore, that's called Kerfer Bakol. Where do they argue? In a case where your money is still around, Shalchahain, the Kobakum Shahain, the Vakasha, take it. What about a case where I say, there's $500 in my drawer, you can take your Vakasha? I say, there's no machlekes there. There's no machlekes there. Why not, by the way? What's the chalak? This pshat is a very, very interesting pshat. Everybody agrees, says the Pnei Yeshua, that if I pay you, I ended in Torah. That's a no-brainer. That's the easy case. But over here, I didn't pay you. So what's the machlekes? I want to show you Dov Nifla. Did you see the lashon of the Gemara? Rav Sheshes is on my head of potter, my time of keeping double head of honey, zuzi, the komedi, begavayu. Command the knocker of Malva. I want to say Dov Nifla. What's command the knocker of Malva? It's as if the Malva got it. It's as if the Malva got it. Now, what does it mean, as if the Malva got it? We're talking about a case where I paid you, he got it. What's command the knocker mean? I paid you. Well, according to the Ksais, I don't know what command the knocker means. I paid the guy. What's command the knocker? So, according to Rashi, the feet of Pnei Yeshua, I know what it means. It means like this. When I pay you, so I activate the Miri, I end the entire book is over. Well, everything's simultaneously, okay? If afterwards you do it, it's not going to work. I ended up fine. What about a case where I didn't pay you, but I said, Vakasha, take your money. So here, it's yours, wherever it is. And I said, you could take it. Is that enough call that ended it in Torah? Because it's your money? I mean, if it's not your money and I say, I have $500 in my top drawer, go take it, Vakasha, my door's open, that's nothing. That's shtiyot. Why? You didn't end it in Torah. Nothing happened. You didn't pay him. You allowed the guy to go. Where was there a machlekes? In a very, very narrow alley. Where was the machlekes? When I told you, Bevakasha, take your money back. There broke out of Machlekes. Is that called Command the Nugget? Why is it called Command the Nugget? Because you own it. And I took off the block of taking it. That's called you got it. So Machlekes of Chia Rav Sheshes Lefizeh is a very, 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 as if very narrow Machlekes, whether in a case where I told you, take your own money back, is it Command the Nugget? Is it called, I got it already, enough for what? Enough to end it entire. That's how you stay in Pnei Yeshua. And that's the whole Machlekes. See, if I give you cash and I end it in Torah practically, the ballgame's over. If I don't give you cash and I say you can take it, well, it doesn't work. When I say to you, go take your own money that's here, if you bought, you own it already. Shachar, the critical words of Rashi, Shachar. The critical words of Rashi is that's yours. It ain't Shachar, it's yours. So Norvalis felt that they can get that. That's called Kimandinaka. That's called you got it already. Legabi what? That they didn't tell you it was over. As they stay in Penesho. Agosha Shri says just the opposite. Agosha Shri says just the opposite. Agosha Shri says, in a case where you paid, it's a no-brainer, it doesn't work. It's a machlekes. In a case where you paid, it doesn't work. The only case where there's a machlekes of Chiyar Rav Sheshes is in a case where I told the guy, take your own money. There, there's a machlekes. There and only there. Pum, haker, mamish, the opposite of the Pnei Yeshua. The lashon of Agosha Shri is, he says what's the opposite? You paid the guy now? That's not called helich. I thought you had this way. When is it called helich? It's only in a case where I told you take your money, which was yours till now, because we don't say that mobile it all means it's mine. And it's your money. And I said, so take it. One second. And what goes to machlekes? So I'm only at the beginning of this again now. But Libi Oimerli, my netiya is to learn that the machlekes revolves around this very edel l'shayla of the Miri versus Rabbi Gevager. If the understanding of the Miri, and other, I'm not saying this is Torah Sina, I'm going to say what I'm going to say now because I want to help to butcher and say better and more other Rabbah. But I want to open up the proceedings there, beginning of a long sugya with many, many cases. If I understand the baseline shot of the Miri, the way I said over the Miri at the beginning, you ended it in Torah. There's no din of Torah between us. That's not called, I did an act of kfir on part of it, because the kfir was accompanied by a halach. I paid it off, I ended it in Torah. So, what did I do? I ended it in Torah on part. On part, I was kfir. I want to say, here, also, I said over the Miri. He sent me over 150, I paid up, and 50 I didn't. So on 50, I ended it. What happened? I was made in mikzas? No. On 50, I ended it in Torah. On 50, I deny it. That's the correct way of saying over the Miri. Yeah, that's good. I was a made in mikzas? That's not what I wasn't a made in mikzas. On 50, I ended it in Torah. There's no made in mikzas means there's a dinner drawer between us. On part, I was made in part. I ended in Torah. You can't said 100. 50, I took off the table. And 50, I was careful. That's careful. That's the way. If that's true, I understand the Pnei Yeshua very nicely. When I go to a guy and I pay him, I did what I just said. I came to you and said, you owe me 100. 50, I ended it in Torah on the spot. I said, that's not the game. That's meant this back in there. And this 50, I was giving my call. So then the Pnei Yeshua says, let me make a schmack. If you pay the guy, the book is over. The machlekes wasn't the case. He didn't pay a mamish. He didn't pay a mamish, but it has an advantage that it's your money. That broke out there's the shayla. But what I just said, the Pnei Yeshua was emes lamita. That's the pshat of the Pnei Yeshua, by the way. Pnei Yeshua is going with the baseline understanding of the Miri, that the pshat is that I'm not called a moide b'miktsas and a kofer b'miktsas, because the part is, what really happened was, you came with 100, and 50 I ended the dintura, I said, that's not a dintura between us, and the rest of it, the din, in the dintura that's between us, you'll ask me, but it happened only after the time, so what? But the maestro, the dintura between us is on 50, there's no dintura on 50, I ended the dintura. So then broke out a very, very technical machlekes. If I pay you now and I end the dintura, that's called I ended the dintura, so we don't have a dintura on 100. Broke out a very, very technical machlekes. What happens if I didn't mamish pay you? I didn't mamish pay you, okay? I didn't mamish pay you. What did I do? I said, take the money, that's yours. Is it commander knocking? Is it called you got it already? Etc. But I was thinking that according to Agoyes Hashri's understanding, according to Ricky Vager says, a Lushin, that it's commander knocking koidim. How did Ricky Vager learn? Ricky Vager learned there's no tefiyah here b'chlal. You weren't tefiyah even. I told you that for the baseline of the Miri, I could have understood that it's enough to end it in Torah. There's no Torah over here on 50. You can't do the title of 100. 50 is a 50 is okay. 50 is a letter. We're doing with 50. Now we have a shayla of 50. We don't have a Torah on 100. You can make believe we have. We don't. That's not cool. We have a Torah. I said nothing. Right, finished. So we don't have a Torah on 100. Rabbi Kivek said more than that. Rabbi Kivek said that it's called Kamikoyde. Why did Rabbi Kivek say like that? Because Rabbi Kivek understood a different shayla. It's not because you ended it in Torah. The shayla is there was no title b'chlal. It's not called that was Tevei, you 50. That's not called that was Tevei, you 50. Ask the Gachem, Ricky Vegas said it's not called that was Tevei, too aggressive from you. So I was thinking, if he's there, maybe that's the shot that goes to Shri. Watch. If I come along and pay you now, here, I come to you and say, you owe me your money. And I take money out of my pocket, new money, and I pay you. That's called that wasn't Tevei, you money. That was Tevei, you money, and you paid. The only case where it's not called that was Tevei, you money, is where I came along and said, I'm not paying you now. I'm not ending the dinter. I'm not paying you. Your money's here. Take it. That's called mikoidim. That's called, I never have a tvi on you, b'chal. Because the money, your money's waiting for you. B'vakasha. I never spent the money, b'chal. B'chol makam shem. Shein shecha, they're yours. That darga is enough to work to that out. That's called mikoidim. That's called before you started. There's no tvi over here. Because the guy says to him, b'vakasha, take your money. Your money's here. When it, in other words, I have a suffix in that Gosh Hashri. Why did that Gosh Hashri say that the only case was where I give you back your own money? Is it because he holds that in order to end the din Torah, that's only when it's the old money, then it's cool, we don't have a din Torah on it, like the Miri says. Then it's cool, we don't have a din Torah. Or he's saying more than that. In order to say that I don't have a tviya on it, which is also a form of saying there's no din Torah, by the way. It's also a form of saying there's no din Torah. Because what I'm really saying is I'm hiding it from you. It means there's no din Torah mikana l'haba, there's no din Torah to begin with. When the Meiri and the Agos Hashri and the Ricky Vager said, there's no din Torah on 50, he meant to say that from now on there's no din Torah. We meant to say there never was a din Torah on this money, because this money, b'vakasha, go take it. Mikoidim! By the way, if he's there, what does the word nokit mean? Command the nokit means I already have it before. Not that I got it now. What does command the nokit mean in the Gemara? The Machlokes is, he says, command the nokit. It's like you got it. What do you mean you got it? You got it now? And then the chiddush is that it's called you have it even though I didn't give it to you yet. Or command the nokia means it's like you already got it beforehand. There's no tefillah on that before because here, take your money. The dinner doesn't start on it. I never spent your money. That's Hebsa Chishon the Gatsa Maisa. Now, in order to go say it's Hebsa Chishon the Gatsa Maisa, it's not enough to go take money out of your pocket and pay the guy. That's not cool. Nothing started. It means I had a dinner on you and I'm paying you now. The only time we can say that this cold, there's no tefillah on it is when I say, there's nothing to talk about. Take your money back because I never spent the b'chal. So go take back what you did. There was no habayah b'chal on that part. I never left your rishos. Then it's cold. You're not being tevayah of something from me. A tviya means you're being tevayah of something from me. You're not taking anything from me because it's yours. So go take it. B'chal makam shein. That's my suffix. My suffix is, what is the shirish of the machlekes of the Pnei Yeshua and the water? Why did the Hagos Hashri require that a halach has to be only the case where I'm giving you old money, not new money? Is it because if it's new money, it's not called you ended the din Torah? That's cool, we have a din Torah, and only time it's called that there's no din Torah when it's old money, or nachtifer. The Hagos Hashri understood the word that in order to be called halach has to be that there never was a tviya on that amount. They never started a din Torah, not that the din Torah ended. That's only when it's the old money. When it's the old money, I can say, look, I never spent the money. So take your money. That's not called, a tviya is you asking something from me. Take your stuff back. Then it's called, there's no tviya. Then it's called kilo mikoidim. I repeat again, Rabbi Kivayi said a lashon of mikoidim. I said, what's Rabbi Kivayi muttering? It's called as if there's no tviya, b'chal. Heps chishon the gatsa maisa. The whole story never even started. Yishlain hate of the in this interesting machlekes of the Pnei Yeshua and the Hagos Hashri of two extremes of how we understand why Rashi stalled the vect that the case was only such a case. Pnei Yeshua learned that avad, if you pay new money, avad, it's called helich. Machlekes was whether the old money is enough called gepaid that it's called you paid. And according to Hagos Hashri, it's pum fakert. When you pay new money, there's nothing to talk about. The shaila was, does the old money... And I have an interesting question. Pnei Yeshua was wrong. Pnei Yeshua says old money is a lot worse than new money. New money, I paid you. I gave you the old money. It's very nice. It's in your drawer, but you didn't give it yet. Pnei Yeshua says old money is very interesting. It's my much as far as hafuchas here. Pnei Yeshua says, if I take cash out of my pocket, I ended it until the mortgage over. I tell the guy, b'chol makom shehem, that's shacham eisen. That's machlekes, whether b'chol makom shehem is enough to be called paid. Of course, if you hold the other way around, new money doesn't help. Only old money. What I'm hinting at is because they're addressing two different agendas. If the agenda is, did you end the din Torah now? Old money is worse than new money. If your agenda is whether or not there ever was a din Torah over here, b'chal, then I can hear that old money is better than new money. Yesh la'im b'zehetev ma'oid. Tonight we have the regular vad on tefillah.